This is Colorful Radio.
Our music,
our news, our views.
Angus Clufio. Now, you're the founder of something, a company called Acoma, which means heart.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that and the origins of it.
Yeah, Acoma means the heart. I mean, I grew up in Ghana, to Ghanaian parents, and my father was a poultry farmer.
Right.
And I saw him go on to build a farming business, supplying poultry feed to farmers across Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, growing up with him was my first sort of insight into entrepreneurship. You know, and when we returned back to the UK, I've always wanted to keep my connection with Ghana.
Right.
So that led on to, you know, years ahead, obviously.
Yes.
Starting our company.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that there is a lot of demand for black cosmetics and creams and stuff, which we've got right here in the studio, actually? I'm smelling coconut oil in Derby.
Yeah.
I mean, how's the demand in Derby?
Yes. I mean, what it is, I spent some time in retail. You know, I was working for Sainsbury's as a retail manager, and I was always sort of, well, intrigued why African products weren't available to us in the Main Street supermarket chain. So that then led on to me, you know, went going to university, learning about supply chain management and IT, and it led us to developing a website called Acoma Trade.
Right.
And it's a web portal where companies in Africa can promote their products to the world. And that led the foundation for us to bring products from Africa and promote it to the world, basically.
So do you distribute these products or do you just promote them?
Well, we are a manufacturer. Our main core ingredients are products like shea butter. You might have come across shea butter. But what we do is we produce the raw material and sell it to manufacturers. So we're not actually a retail company, we're more on the production side and managing the flow of products from source to the end customer.
Angus, this is Rob Hayward here. Just a question in relation to that. Is that done in Ghana or is that done in Derby or in the UK?
What's the
manufacturing chain? I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, the manufacturing chain is we went about to have, we call it an integrated solution. So
right.
We went about building infrastructure around the manufacturing and supply of raw materials. And that's from Ghana. So our first project is in the Upper East region of Ghana, Pulsanamugu, and we built our own factory producing raw shea butter.
Yep.
And so it's supplied from Ghana, and we import it to the UK, or I'd say Derby.
a great city. I go to Derby on occasion.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be in the Premiership. You know.
So shea butter is an ingredient that is widely used in lots and lots of cosmetics. Tell us about the sorts of people who buy the product from you. You know, where do you supply it to? Who do you supply it to?
Okay, so our main customers, I say, are manufacturers. So we have brands like Male Dog and Bulldog Male Grooming, who actually buy our ingredient to use in their products. We also have customers like Boots that also use the shea butter in some of their finished products. So it could be a cream, a shampoo, you know, gel, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've even discovered shea butter being used in toilet roll.
Oh, wow.
How that's about.
I'll have some of that.
Oh, yeah.
Are these packaged in Derby, or do you supply it from Derby to packaging plants elsewhere?
Yeah, I mean, we, as well as packaging it and selling it to the manufacturing side, we also have a retail website, which is called acomaskincare.co.uk.
Yeah.
And you can actually buy the shea butter in a jar and use it. So if you've got problems like very dry skin and eczema and those sort of things, you can actually buy the raw material and use on your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also edible as well.
We got so distracted by your shea butter and coconut oil here that in fact we almost missed the link. Because we were so impressed by it.
100% and certified organic. I like that. You know, another thing I've noticed here that it says you connect to marginalized farmers in West Africa.
Yeah.
And you connect them to customers in Europe. So do you have kind of like a cooperative in Africa with farmers?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, one of the first projects that I developed in Ghana was they became a cooperative, and it was just marginalized women in the Upper East who, although could manufacture shea butter, they had no way of marketing it, basically. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we went over there and we built a whole infrastructure around that. So we started with a cooperative of women of 30.
Right.
Now it's grown to 300.
Wow.
So now they come, you know, we get orders worldwide,
mm-hmm.
and we're currently producing over 100 metric tons a year.
How do you make it?
It's handmade. It's made.
What plant does it come from? I keep hearing shea, but I don't. Where does it come from? Coconuts?
It's a tree. It's a tree. So it starts off as a fruit, probably looks like a gooseberry.
Okay.
Inside, you've got a nut, and it's from the nut, it's at the shea butter's processed. But it's quite a long process, which mm-hmm. involves, you know, by hand cracking the nuts open, you know, grinding the nuts, churning it until you get the end product.
Mm-hmm.
We do have on our website, you know, some information on how it's processed.
Mm-hmm.
But this has enabled us to create a lot of employment
mm-hmm.
for the women in that area.
Right.
You know, they've been able to, you know, send their children to school. They've also been able to pay for their own sort of health care
mm-hmm.
and that sort of thing. So, yeah.
That's a good thing.
The term we've been given is West Africa, but it's essentially a Ghanaian business, is it? Or do you draw on other countries in the area?
Yeah, I mean, it's a Ghanaian business, but we have forged links with Nigeria, so we have some, you know, shea butter and other ingredients that we supply some customers in Nigeria. Also working with, you know, individuals and companies in Kenya and South Africa. So although the origin...
It's a multinational business, isn't it?
Yeah, infrastructure is in Ghana. We do work with neighbouring African countries as well.
So do you find in Derby, do you manage to get the skills you need in Derby?
Oh yeah, I mean, we've recently acquired a new warehouse. We've moved to a new warehouse, and we've been able to, you know, have some more staff working mm-hmm. with us. So we've increased our base. I mean, we will work with some interns from the university who come and get skills with us,
mm-hmm.
whether it's in IT or graphic design. But then we've also got involved with the apprenticeship. We offer apprenticeship schemes as well, so
uh-huh.
we've got some apprentices that work with us, as well as working with, you know, any sort of disabled people
well done
sort of thing, so.
Yeah, that sounds like an all-rounder.
Is your main market London in the UK? Or we've been concentrating on Derby, but presumably, particularly given that you've got links with Kenya and South Africa and Nigeria.
Yeah.
You cover the whole of the UK.
We cover the whole of the UK, and we're actually worldwide. So we've got distributors, you know, in Japan, you know, all of Eastern Europe, you know, and Scandinavia.
It'll be Mars and the moon next.
Yeah, oh yeah, you know.
We hope.
There are footprints on the moon, so watch out.
So watch out 2015 then.
That's right.
Let's just talk briefly about 2015. What do you think are your prospects, and what are your key targets for 2015?
Yeah, I mean, we're very, very excited, you know, about where we've come. But we're looking to launch our new male grooming range this year. And we've
I'll
also
be the model.
Got... oh, yeah.
Rob wants to be the model.
All
I hope there are no hair products,
you know,
to try out.
We don't discriminate, so... we're launching a new portal in America this year.
Excellent.
Wow.
And we're also looking to grow our cooperative, you know, from 300 members to 500. So, you know, it's really exciting time for us.
Well, you heard it here first on Colourful Radio.
Thank you. That's right. You can hold me accountable now.
Angus, thank you very much indeed for an excellent explanation of your business. We wish you all the best in 2015 and beyond. Thank you.
Oh, great. And thank you very much for giving me this opportunity as well to share my story on your platform.
Not at all.
And all the success to Colourful Radio in 2015.
Thank you
this
very much.
This is a mutual admiration society.
Absolutely.
Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.